A little bit of fun Friday on the Big Sports Breakfast. We love being on the road, and it's a Friday with a little bit of difference. While the weather had a huge effect on what we saw at the Australian Open Golf out there at the lakes over the weekend, here at Kay Ranch where we are, it's about 7-8 minute drive just outside of Camden. Beautiful resort, multi-million dollar setup here, and it's going to be a massive weekend of extreme bull riding and the rodeo. And the man in charge, joining myself and Loz in the middle, is Mick Carney, who the whole concept is his. And mate, firstly, thanks for having us at Kay Ranch.
No, thanks for coming out. Really enjoy having you guys here.
Mate, tell us about it. It's a super impressive complex, and it must have cost millions of dollars. And I mentioned about the weather, but you got 2 acres undercover here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's probably a hobby on steroids. It was meant to be built just for a team roping facility, but since we built it, we've had a lot of outside interest, and we've grown into a full rodeo facility, and we've even had a world title boxing bout here recently.
Mick, can you let everyone know just what actually happens out here and what happens on a weekend like about to come up?
Yeah, well, we're right in the getting towards the end of our Cowboy Christmas. This is our biggest event of the year. We're going to be finishing with the Extreme Bull Tour finale.
Because we've been asked, what's the difference between Extreme Bull and bull riding as well?
Okay, well, it's a tour. The Extreme Bulls is a tour, probably like a Super League or an NRL. Yep. It's just another name and another angle that a guy, Simon Creswell, created, and it's probably the biggest bull riding association in the country. And this weekend is their finals, and the champion will be crowned here on Sunday.
It's really 8 seconds of madness, and it's from 6 p.m. on Saturday night, and then from 2 p.m. And it's quite a spectacle. If you've got the family around, it's a terrific way to spend your weekend.
Yeah, it's a great event. I mean, I guess everybody likes to see the matchup between a one-ton animal and a 65-kilo human. Bit of carnage might be there. But it's very easy to understand, too. I mean, the guys don't stay on for 8 seconds. They don't get a time or a score. They stay on. The best ride wins.
Sounds easy, but it's extremely difficult to do.
How did you get involved in all this, Mick?
Oh, just like most kids, wanted to grow up and be a cowboy. Yeah. Went to America and did a bit of an apprenticeship over there at a facility that I've modelled this place on in Texas. And, I always dreamt while I was over there, could it work in Australia? And sure enough, I come home and gave it a crack, and here we are.
I was telling all the listeners earlier, like a lot of the furniture that's around the place is all imported from America as well.
Yeah, because we have the Western store here, we do import a lot of our own products. I go over there 2 or 3 times a year and pack containers, and just love that Western, everything Western here. So, yeah, got a furniture supplier over there, and, yeah, that's where we source all our furniture.
And you're a pretty fair rugby league player. You didn't take up a rugby league career, mate?
No, there was a good 5'8 run around called Laurie Daly. I wasn't good enough.
It's a little bit like that. And mate, we mentioned the Extreme Bull Riding, which is the tour, and that's going to be the culmination, the grand final on that Sunday afternoon. We look forward to that. But all week there's all different activities, and even last night when we came out here to the complex, it goes on virtually 24/7, but there's the cutting, there's the obviously the steer wrestling. I mean, there's so many other things, the roping that all goes on. Can you give us a little go at the what are you going to do here?
Oh, this is what we practice on. This is a dummy that when you've got spare time, you just
Laurie. No, that thing.
Yeah, so this is just
piece
of equipment.
Terry is the behind of a horse, aren't you, Terry?
It was for charity, Laurie. Yes, I was the backside of a horse, but it was for charity. All right. But what are we going to do here?
I'll just try and rope this calf's head, okay. Dummy. We'll see how I go.
All right.
We'll let you do that. What? Don't get us with the rope. Well, we put Mick under pressure here, Loz, but you've got to say, first go.
He was never going to miss. He was never going to miss. How quickly did the release happen?
It's like me in the kitchen back at home.
If I was to have a go at that, Mick, is it easy to learn or not?
We'll soon find out, eh?
No worries. Give us a go.
All right. Well, Mick did it in a couple of seconds, and Laurie's going to do this, and I'm tipping there's a chance that the rope will end up right around his neck. So, Laurie Daly, the boy from Junee, who has spent many, many days at a rodeo, is now going to have a chance of lassoing. He missed the entire... Mate, it was... Can you fish?
I'm a fisherman. I'm a... I go rabbiting when I was a little boy growing up. I wasn't very good at it, but went yabbying. I've done the lot, TK.
Mick, thanks for having us here. It's been terrific. It's been a big build-up. It's an impressive facility, I've got to say that. And if you're available over the weekend, make sure you get out here to K Ranch. As I mentioned, Mount Hunter, just seven-minute drive the other side of Camden. It's certainly worth a look. And it goes all weekend. There's always going to be action. So, Mick Carney, thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.